Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we finished verse 3. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we'll continue in our study of 2 Peter as we look at chapter 1, verse 4, and I have titled this, What a Tremendous Gift. Oh, I hope that you'll get your loved ones to listen into this. Maybe you have someone that you know that is without Christ. Get them to listen to this broadcast. Perhaps you have a brother or sister in Christ that have backslidden. Get them to listen in as we talk about this tremendous gift. And by the way, we'll be doing some word studies on verse 4 today, so make sure that you have pencil and paper and you follow right along. This could equip you to share the gospel with someone else. This could equip you to help another Christian or to bring an unsaved one to Christ. So let me encourage you to follow along closely. If you miss a day's broadcast, make sure you look into our website. We post all of our radio broadcasts on our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Our announcer will give you that web address each day at the conclusion of the broadcast. Now, I hope you have your good King James Bible and you're ready to follow along in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. There we read, Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The Bible lets us know that every word of God is pure. It also tells us that God's word is God-breathed. In other words, every word that was penned first came from God. So I want us to look at this verse very closely as we consider words and word meanings, because they are very carefully worded here in a righteous sense. Now, sometimes you talk to people and you almost feel like you have to talk like a courtroom lawyer. Every little word, if you say something in the past tense or present tense or future tense, they may try to turn it and twist it and use it against you. So you have to watch it. And sometimes with some people, you have to word yourself very carefully. Well, this verse is worded very carefully. And so it's important that we pay attention to it. Now, before we look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, we must go back and look at the first three verses here of 2 Peter. Now, remember, verse 1 said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, verse 1 lets us know that we have the same saving faith that Peter had, and it was obtained for us through the faith and righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, my friend, you do no work to earn salvation. One must ask himself, what are sin's wages? Well, the wages of sin is death. But what kind of death? Well, that death is final, complete, separation from God forever in the lake of fire. in a place where one does not cease to exist, where one cannot escape, and where the torment never ends. Now, we come to the question, is can you help make the payment for your sin or any part of your sin? Can you do anything on your part that makes the payment for eternal life? For example, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for every sin that you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and then 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. Now, those 3 days while his body lay in the tomb, his spirit was down in the depths of hell. And he rose up victorious over hell and the grave, because that was our wage. The wages of sin was death, separation from God and hell. Well, he paid it for us. Now, what part of salvation are you going to pay for? Are you going to die in your sin and raise yourself from the dead? Can you re-enter your body and make it eternal? See, you can do none of the work of salvation. You cannot make the payment. All the work is his. And that's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, in other words, just like we are, not that we got good enough that we deserve to get saved, no, while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. Now, some people say, well, Brother Andy, I'm not that great of a sinner. Well, let us think about that. If God says something is his greatest command, wouldn't it be a great sin to break that command and deserving of hell? Well, of course it would be. Okay. Well, the Lord said that the greatest command of all commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your might. And the second commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, has there ever been a time where you haven't loved God with your all, with all your mind, your strength? And you know, if you're going to be honest, there's no way you cannot answer that. Yes, oh yes, I've always done that. No, no, you haven't. Right there, you'd be guilty of lying, and in Revelation chapter 20, verse 8, lets us know liars have any part, or Revelation 21, 8 lets us know there are no liars in hell. Okay, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, he says. So there's no liars that are going to make it to heaven, should I say, as a result of that. You know, we don't make it on our good works. But then what is the condition for us? What brings us to the area of salvation? Well, Jesus said in Luke 13, 3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Please understand that Jesus Christ, my friend, he's the one that lays down the conditions for the salvation of your soul, because he's the one that paid the penalty. That's why we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, my friend, just understand, the condition for us is to repent, that is, to do a 180, to change the mind, quit depending on ourselves, quit living in the flesh, and turn to Jesus Christ and trust in him for our salvation, believing that when he shed his precious blood on the cross for our sins and died for us and rose up 3 days later from the dead, he indeed paid the penalty and obtained salvation for us. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the grace of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, grace and peace, as well as our salvation of verse 1, comes from Jesus Christ. And again, he brings that about. Our condition, through the knowledge of him, is that, wow, in and of ourselves, we can't make it. And that troubles our heart. But his grace can bring peace to our heart. And that's the condition we have, is his grace and peace in our heart as we come to know him. And we need a knowledge that seeks to know him more and more, that we might be conformed to him. We read in Romans 8:29, "For whom he also did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." Now, he doesn't say he predestinated us to be saved. He's talking about he predestinated the saved people to be conformed to the image of his Son. So we need a knowledge of the Son and be more conformed to him. Verse 3 that we read, that says, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." So that lets us know that we are called to godliness, glory, virtue, and a life that is like Christ. And he is the one who gives his divine power for that very call that we have. And so this also calls for you and me, my friend, to have an intimate knowledge of Christ. My friend, you can get so busy serving the Lord, you don't really walk with him. You can get busy and so busy doing this and doing that, that before too long you're not reading God's word and meditating on it, you're not praying. And then, my friend, you begin to cut off the power for that walk. Now, I've laid all that foundation just to get us to our text here. Again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, "Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." It says there, "Whereby, since he has given us this salvation, this grace and peace, and since he has given us a call to virtue and glory and godliness, then it is by these things that we are given exceeding and great," that is precious promises, "exceeding great and precious promises." They come from him. Now, notice that term there in verse 4 where it says exceeding great. Now, it's in its Greek form, it has the idea of utmost importance. I can remember having an upper GI exam back in 1985. They made me drink what I think was liquid chalk. They were not satisfied for me to just taste it or just to take a sip of it. No, I had to drink that whole thing. For their test to be accurate, for their test to work, it was of utmost importance I drank that, what I felt tasted like liquid chalk. Now, that is the impact of the words exceeding great. To God, these promises, and by the way, the promises are plural, not singular, plural, they are of utmost importance that he has made them. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.